An historic night in Canadian politics. A number of firsts coming out of the federal election. The Conservatives, under Stephen Harper, won a majority. They didn't want an election. The Liberals have gone to third place for the first time ever. And the left-of-centre NDP has become the official opposition. The Bloc Québécois, the pro-independence party, lost its party status. And a Green member of the Parliament, Elizabeth May, the first Green ever to be elected to power in North America. I've been talking to Stephanie Coombs, city editor at the Times Colonist newspaper in Victoria on Vancouver Island. That's where Elizabeth May won. So what's the big headline today?
The big headline is definitely that our Conservative Party, led by Stephen Harper, has won a majority government. This is something that the Conservatives have been trying to do for three consecutive elections, so I guess third time definitely seems to be the charm. They've had minority governments for 2 years, and so now they've got a majority government and a four-year mandate.
How does Conservative as a label compare with Conservatives south of the border?
Not as conservative as the Republican Party, but definitely our most conservative party here in Canada. They do, share some ideological similarities, but definitely not to the extent that the Republican Party is that conservative.
How would you explain this third-time success for Stephen Harper?
Well, definitely it has to do with this split of the left of centre, and in particular the sort of demolishing of our Liberal Party. And so the Liberal Party in many times in Canada is called the natural governing party. The Liberal Party since 1867 has either been in government or has been the official opposition. And today they have been relegated to third party status, which has obviously never happened. And so the Conservatives really seem to benefit from that. But so did the socially liberal New Democrat Party. They came up and now are in second place, so for the first time in their history have done that. So a definite sort of sea change in the makeup of our House of Commons.
And the Liberals' leader, Michael Ignatieff, was a name known around the world at least. He had been a successful journalist. So what went wrong for him because he lost his seat?
He did lose his seat, and he's being a bit cagey about whether he's going to step down as leader of the party. You know, it's sort of chalked up to he's the one that led this call for an election. We had our election because the opposition parties ganged up on the Conservative government and passed a non-confidence vote, and Michael Ignatieff was sort of at the forefront of that, and it seems he suffered for that, took the brunt of maybe perhaps voter discontent. This is our third election in 5 years, and maybe some voters were a little upset about that. The other thing is, while he is quite effective out on the campaign trail and has been much lauded for his good speeches and dealing with the public, he has been seen as a bit of an outsider and didn't seem to necessarily win over the Canadian public.
And out on the West Coast, you have what might easily be North America's first elected Green politician.
Yes, not might easily have been, definitely the first elected Green politician.
You mean even in California, in the hairier parts of California, they haven't elected Greens?
Not a federal Green Party member, no. This is the first time in North America that a federal politician is a Green member of Parliament. And so that's exciting here for us on Vancouver Island. Her name is Elizabeth May. She's the leader of the Green Party. And she had a tight race here on the island. Many people didn't think they could do it, but she did, and she actually beat out a sitting Conservative cabinet minister. So pretty big win here on the West Coast.
Stephanie Coombs from the Times Colonist newspaper in Victoria on Vancouver Island. You're listening to World Update from the BBC.